It's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So why are you speaking up at work? That's my question. I speak to many CEOs and senior leaders who express frustration, great frustration, over their inability to get employees to speak up, both literally, as in actually expressing something out loud, and metaphorically, as in bringing ideas and concerns up the ranks to senior leaders. A speaking colleague of mine, communications expert Diana Boer, suggests there are a few possible reasons that employees don't speak up in a workplace. One, there's simply no system in place. Two, there's never any response. As I jokingly say in some of my talks, have you ever worked in a company where they have a suggestion box, but you're beginning to feel like there's a paper shredder on the other side of the box because no one ever gets back to you? Number three, there's too slow a response. Number four, there's fear of reprisal in bringing up sensitive information. Number five, there's fear that the employee making the suggestion will now get the suggestion dumped onto their already filled to the brim workload. Number six, there's concern about accountability. If employees don't share information, then hey, they don't have to be accountable for anything. And the last reason that Boer suggests is a parental culture, a culture where the leaders function like mom and dad who will take care of everything for the kids at work. So no need to speak up about anything. We've got her under control. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on the matter. Email me, mike@mikekerr.com. What's preventing you from speaking up at work? And if you're a manager, what do you do to encourage people to actively speak up? And now my fun at work tip. The community of Scotch Creek, British Columbia, is using Wild West style posters with an offer of a $5,000 reward to anyone who can lasso a doctor into the town of 700 people. Now, you may not have $5,000 to dole out, but there may be instances where you could make use of humorous Wild West wanted posters with fun rewards to encourage customers or employees to either bring forward ideas and referrals or to change their behaviors. Quote of the week from Tim Jones, when an idea is at your desk, it's yours, but when it's up on the wall, it's everybody's. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, in my wildly successful, brilliant book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank, I write about how many companies are hiring employees with humor and for humor, sometimes by throwing out humorous questions during job interviews to gauge reactions. Here are a few more wacky questions companies have been known to ask during job interviews. From Whole Foods Market, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? From Urban Outfitters, what would the name of your debut album be? I love that question. And from Trader Joe's, this wacky question, what would you do if you found a penguin in the freezer? Well, until next time, folks, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.